Well, we have our wind off the Atlantic and the somewhat cooler air, still pretty high humidity, and there is a range from the Florida-Georgia border where it's relatively dry. The lower humidity is fairly well established, and you can feel it well near and south of Interstate 10 especially. It's still pretty humid. The wind is coming in off the Atlantic, and we're now starting to see some what we call streamers coming in off the Atlantic every once in a while. That's bands of rain that can locally be very heavy. They're relatively narrow, but they can be persistent and drop a lot of rain in relatively small areas over a fairly short period of time, and that kind of thing will be especially true from about I-95 to the beaches through today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Once in a while, some of those streamers can get past I-95, though, into the west. So this will favor especially Nassau and particularly Duval and St. Johns County over the next few days. So while the overall pattern, as we've been emphasizing all week long, is drier, it's not completely dry. And the closer you are to the coast, the better your chance for rain and perhaps some significant rainfall at times. And a pretty gusty breeze coming off the Atlantic as well. And it's causing an interesting range in temperatures because this time of year the water is very warm. It's still in the mid-80s. That's keeping temperatures at the beaches at or above 80 even overnight, but then not much of a temperature rise during the day. Inland, we get a nice little drop, quite a few spots inland in the 60s early this morning, and then warm up into the 80s in the afternoon because you don't have as much influence of that wind off the Atlantic. Of course, when and if there are showers, you'll get some pretty decent temperature fluctuations as well. And with an onshore east wind, gusty and persistent, there will be a heightened rip current risk at our area beaches. So use some extra care the next few days. Swimming and surfing with a buddy, and is at all possible, close to a lifeguard if you can. So we're looking at the showers to then finally become a little more isolated late in the weekend. So we get into Sunday and Monday, rain chances and coverage go down. We'll see the onshore east to northeasterly winds slacken a bit, not completely end, but at least not quite as strong. So for the Jags game Sunday afternoon, that's a 1 p.m. kickoff. Temperatures around 82 to 85 degrees or so. Of course, it always feels warmer in the stands, especially with that sun shining. It'll be a partly cloudy sky. Still a chance for a brief shower, but I would not expect widespread or long-lasting rains the way it looks right now on Sunday afternoon. And a crosswind out of the east-northeast at about 10 miles per hour. In the tropics, Tropical Depression number 7 formed yesterday morning. That was on Wednesday morning. Upgraded, or at least will be upgraded soon, to Fiona. And the storm will continue to move to the west, nearing Puerto Rico by Saturday and Hispaniola by Sunday, as particularly the Dominican Republic. It might miss the highest mountain ranges, and that is critical on the movement of this storm. That's sort of that fork in the road. Boy, Rich knows this well. We talk about it every hurricane season. Seems like every storm has sort of that really critical point of movement, and then how it might move thereafter and how strong it might be. And for this particular storm, it's Puerto Rico and especially Hispaniola. Any interaction with those mountains can cause the system to weaken and become less organized. And then the question becomes, once it moves away, is it going to be able to reorganize quickly, and how strong will it be? The stronger this storm is, the earlier it's going to turn north, which is critical for Florida. And right now, I would play something east of Florida, which would be good news for us for all practical purposes, unless it happens to end up right at our shore. But it doesn't look like that's the case. It would be well to the east of Florida. There may be some move back to the northwest for a time, but at that point, it should be at or north of Jacksonville's latitude. So it would be more of a concern, say, for example, maybe the Carolinas, depending on how much of a northwest turn that is. A lot of it's also predicated on the Bermuda High, which is stretched out over the northeastern Atlantic and remains somewhat east and northeast of where it typically resides, which would mean a movement more north rather than west around the edge of that Bermuda High. And we've also seen a typhoon move into China. And you say, well, gosh, what's that got to do with anything over on our side of the world? Well, can be quite a bit. Sometimes there's oftentimes a correlation with typhoons in the West Pacific and hurricanes over the Atlantic. And one of those typhoons has moved in near Shanghai, China, and would indicate that we should expect perhaps in this kind of pattern, a northwest move, at least for a while, of this storm when it's east of Florida. So when exactly that turn to the northwest is and how much will be critical. But that's a long ways away. That's next week. We will not have impacts anywhere up and down the eastern seaboard of the U.S. through the weekend. Puerto Rico will start to see gusty winds and heavy rain as early as Friday and Friday night, continuing and probably peaking on Saturday. And then the Dominican Republic on Sunday, and perhaps the southern and southeastern Bahamas by Sunday night into Monday as the storm turns more northward at that point. So still early in the game, so to speak, something obviously we are going to want to keep a very close eye on. There's also a strong tropical wave that's come off the coast of Africa that bears watching, but that's a long-term thing as well. And you know where to go to get all the latest First Alert weather information and updates on the tropics. Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.